This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 2nd, 2014. This week in security news, on three occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices concerning U.S. government warnings and actions regarding the spread of the Ebola virus in West Africa. Early in the week, the CDC issued what is known as a Level 2 Travel Health Alert, advising U.S.-based healthcare workers to be aware of the symptoms of Ebola and to grill patients about their travel histories. U.S. embassies in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea issued fresh cautionary statements and reminders for travelers to the region, again advising the avoidance of sick individuals or contact with their bodily fluids. Over the next several days, as case numbers grew, including additional medical personnel who became infected, the CDC on Thursday opted to raise its travel health alert to Level 3, the highest level, warning people to avoid all non-essential travel to the three countries experiencing the current outbreak. Each year, hundreds of thousands of U.S. citizens visit these countries for tourism and a wide variety of business endeavors. For the CDC to make this move for three nations simultaneously is significant and speaks volumes about the seriousness of the threat to American citizens and interests, both domestic and abroad. Late Thursday, CDC Director Tom Frieden stated that the agency is sending 50 additional personnel over the next 30 days to Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea to bolster staff already in those countries. The Defense Threat Reduction Agency, who themselves employ some of the world's foremost experts in viral diseases, will also be increasing staff already on the ground. Early Friday, an emergency meeting was convened by the World Health Organization, during which Director General Dr. Margaret Chan stated the following, quote, "The outbreak is by far the largest ever in the nearly four-decade history of this disease. It is the largest in terms of the number of cases and deaths. It is the largest in terms of geographical areas already affected and others at immediate risk of further spread. It is taking place in areas with fluid population movements over porous borders. It has demonstrated its ability to spread via air travel, contrary to what has been seen in past outbreaks. Cases are occurring in rural areas which are difficult to access, but also in densely populated capital cities. This outbreak is also moving faster than our efforts to control it. If the situation continues to deteriorate, the consequences could be catastrophic in terms of lost lives, but also severe socioeconomic disruption and a high risk of spread to other countries. In addition, the outbreak is affecting large numbers of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers, one of the most essential resources for containing an outbreak. To date, more than 60 healthcare workers have lost their lives in helping others." And Dr. Chan also goes on to say the following, "I believe we're only seeing a small portion of the cases out there. The virus is getting to large, dense city areas. Global health authorities are currently racing to track down approximately 30,000 individuals who may have come in contact with an American man of Liberian descent who died in Nigeria 5 days ago on his way to the U.S. This includes people at any of the four airports he visited during his plane travel, as well as in Nigeria's capital, Lagos. To this end, U.S., Canadian, European, and Asian health authorities are on high alert at points of entry into their regions, as well as in major airline hub cities serving travelers coming out of the affected region. International airports, airline staff, customs and immigration, and the ever-present ranks of TSA officials are monitoring travelers using a variety of means, including thermal cameras, to try and identify ill travelers. As previously mentioned, the CDC has notified healthcare workers across the U.S. in order to raise awareness and to emphasize the need for detailed screening of patients. Alert USA strongly recommends that airline travelers, including domestic passengers, become hypersensitive of their proximity to those visibly ill during your trips. While health authorities continue to stress that Ebola is not airborne, the simple fact that they choose to dance around is that it is transmissible, as with most other contagions, via airborne saliva particles, such as those released in coughs and sneezes. Given that plane loads of individuals arrive hourly from impacted international locations, only then to diffuse into the domestic airline network, your increased polite vigilance can only be a benefit to your overall safety. You can find much more on recent developments with the spread of this deadly virus, government actions to mitigate the domestic threat, and the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, which gives the government unprecedented authorities to trump your constitutional rights in the event of a dangerous domestic outbreak, in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments on this topic and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the virus's spread to different regions, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other major changes in the overall threat environment which could impact you as events warrant. In a brief Ukraine update, the Pentagon reports this week that Russian troops continue to mass along the border with Ukraine, with heavy and sophisticated Russian equipment continuing to flow across the border to pro-Russian separatists. According to Pentagon spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren, around 12,000 Russian combat troops are now along Ukraine's southern and eastern borders. This is up from only 2,000 just a few weeks ago. In travel security news, in addition to an updated travel warning for Libya, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, you are advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 2nd, 2014.